Yes.
Okay.
All right, we're up to Dalam and Alpha Dalam Beis, but we know we said we wanted to read the Rashi, which we didn't do at the end of Shir yesterday. I'm sorry. So I want to do that first. We got a lot to do, so let's just do that first. There was one Rashi we didn't see. After the Gemara says Rab Isle de Rava, the Gemara says that Rabba holds. Thank you, Asher. Rabba holds Lishma and Kiyum. So since Rabba holds Lishma and Kiyum, we said the Gemara strikes one of the Nafkaminas, which was Medina Medina Beret Yisrael, because Rabba holds Lishma and Kiyum. So we agree with Rava that you have to say Bafanenefta Halacha Lamaisim. So everyone got that Rashi? Let's look at Rashi Lamai Benayu. Okay. The Gemara says the following. Everyone got it on Dalam Beis? The Gemara had basically, if you remember correctly, if you chazard the mice, we're up to that. If you're not up to that point, please go over it. Gemara basically gave two terutzim, and the Gemara basically said that. The Gemara basically said two different terutzim, and it said li'olam. It said that medina, the Eretz Yisrael, right? Medina, the Eretz Yisrael, nami lo tzar, because of either ola regalim or because of bate dinim kvim. You remember that? Yes, do you remember that? And that's why medina, the Eretz Yisrael doesn't have to say according to what? According to Rava. Right? They have to say either according to what? Remember we said according to Rava, Medina, Beretz Olam Nami Lotzar, because Ola Regalim, and because of Bate Dinim Kvin. You guys remember that? Remember we had that din, Lamaisa? Okay, so what does Rashi say? Rashi says, let's see inside. Elamai Benayu, Atarvayu Shinui Mahader. What does that mean on two Terutzim of the Gemara? Which two Terutzim of the Gemara is the Gemara retracting, going back on? Which two terutzim of the Gemara? Rashi says Atre. You with me, are you on this? What are the two terutzim on the Gemara here? It says a little bit. My benayu, it says Atarvayu Shinui Mahader. What is Atarvayu Shinui Mahader? It's going back on both terutzim. Okay, so let's see what he says. Ashinuye Kama Dishaninan Diika Oli Regalim Hule, which means what? That there's a network. Rava agrees, you don't say b'fanei neftov. Su leka lememar, you cannot say that nafkamina midina minodina b'matzrich Rava. Once you say that, that's no longer a nafkamina. Because Rava says you don't need it because the lishma is fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. Yes? And Rava holds you don't need it because there's a network. Yes? Everyone got that? So that's according to the first answer. Bein ashinuya damrinin, what's shinuya damrinin? The second teretz, which the Gemara says now, that what? The teretz achron that the Gemara says that Rab is moda l'rava. The two terutzim of the Gemara are what? First bate dinim kfuyim, or ole rego bate dinim kfuyim, that's the one teretz. And the second teretz is what? What's the second teretz? Rabba is slayed a rabba. That's the second teretz that he's saying, Rab is slayed a rabba. It comes out Rabba, Hechad the Kapte, Rabba holds where they're Makbe, meaning where they're Makbe, where they're like be Hegmonim, where there would be two times, Moda Be, Dibin and Nami Lekaimo. He agrees that you need what? What does he agree? He agrees also that you need Lekaimo. So in other words, Rabba's Makbe Lamaisa, Rabba's Moda, where they're Makbe, he's Moda, Dibin Lekaimo. So therefore, Rab is later Rava. Mehashtim Medina Medina Beretzrol lo iflagubba. Now plug it in. Medina Medina Beretzrol. There's no machlokes. Why? Dikapte. What's dikapte mean? If they're machbid from going in from one town to the other, moda varaba. Rabba agrees in ibefanech. Da is later Rava, because he holds like Rava. Vilo akapte. Adalim and Beis, and if what in this situation with an Makbid, motive of Rava. Rava says you don't need because we have a network. So no matter how you slice it, you're fine. You strike that nafkamina either because of network of only regal bat they didn't kuim, or because of rabbis later rabba. You understand what I'm saying? No matter how you slice it, they're not arguing. Either you hold, what's the either? Either you hold Medina and Israel, then what? If they're makbid, then what? They both say you got to say. Both Rav and Rav say you got to say because there's no, they're makbid. There's no network, yes? Or if your situation that you follow me where they both what? Where they're not makbid, then they both agree you don't have to say because they're Israel Lishma and there's a network. That's what Rashi is saying to us beautifully. Yes? And that's why he says, you look, Captain, motivate Rava, the Shechichi, the Kaim, the Shun, Kvius, the Beidina. So the Gemara asks, my Benayu, meaning, Klomer, Chasru, Lecha, Hanach, Tamidu, Kim, the Plutayu, El. You're missing reasonings that we established above. Here, reasonings really means you're missing the what, the number that we read before that really should be three. It's really only two. You're really missing. You're missing one. Three cases are not right. It's only two. You're right. One of the dim you should strike from the list. One of the cases. Sami chaminau. Strike one from the list. Upashlu trei tami. I don't know why he calls them tami, but here they're nafgaminas. Tami means reasons. You left over only what? It's like two reasonings of din. Both medina medina siyamas. One nafgamina according to Rabbi. You don't need a according to Rabbi. You need. And number two, Hechid Asu Beitrei, Korn Minin Siam. Rava Matzra, because you need Lishma, the Rava Lomatzra, because you have the Kiyam already there. So everyone got how to read that Rashi? Yes? Does everyone have how to read that Rashi? What's not clear about it, Eliezer? Which Nakud is not clear? We just Rashi's whole point is to say why Medina Medina Yisrael is not a Nafkamina anymore.
Right.
In both directions. What do I mean by saying both directions?
So
what do I mean both directions? Either what, they're not makbid, and therefore what? The two regions, two medinas are not makbid, and therefore what?
There wouldn't be an issue.
You tell me, fill in the blank. Wouldn't be an issue of what? There's no requirement to find an ethnic husband, Lishma, it's Yisrael, and there's no problem with Kiyam because they're not makbid, there's a network. Because of Abad and Imkluyim. And if they are makbid, then what?
Then
everyone agrees you got to say why. You don't need Lishma, it's Yisrael, but what? But Rabbi is later Rabba. So that's what Rashi says. And therefore you have to what? You have to strike it from what? Strike it from the list on base and the base.
So we get rid of the previous answer of Iko Olirko?
No, we don't get rid of it. Who says we get rid of it? Rashi's saying, Elamai Benau, Atarvayu, Shinui Mahadir. We're going on both concepts, Lamaisa of what? Both the concept of Aliyah L'Regel and Bat Adim is one answer. That's one block.
Right.
And the next answer is the very bottom.
Rava
is later Rava.
Right. Okay.
Those are the two answers.
So in the second answer, that's what we're trying to figure out. Whether
I don't understand what you're bothered by.
Meaning that we're trying to...
Rashi's saying there are two segments.
Right.
The first segment is Oli Regel and Bat Adim Kuim, number one. The second one is the bottom one. It says Hagmonia Lagmonia, which led us to the answer of what? Rava Islay to Rava. That's what Rashi's saying when he says in the beginning, Beina Lishna Kama Lishna Basra. Okay? You got that?
I mean, I understand what we're saying based on that, the last part, Hagmonia Lagmonia, and Rava Islay to Rava.
That's the second answer Rashi's calling that.
Right, okay.
The first answer is Ole Regel and Bate Dinim Kfuyin.
And therefore it's not a problem for either one.
Either Teretz is striking that Naftamina from the midst. That's what Rashi's saying.
So how does the first one strike it?
You tell me. If there's Ole Regel, and there is Bate Dinim Kfuyim, then you're Mekuyim. So Rava will say you don't need, and Rava says you don't need because it's Teretz anyway. So according to both segments, that Naftamina has got to go out the window. That is Rashi's Chiddush here in this Rashi. I'm going to ask you guys this on Thursday, okay? This Rashi. You got that? The only thing that's just, you just got to figure out, which we did, Baruch Hashem, is you knew your commas referring to that first block. Only regal about the name is all one teretz. It's a block. Then the second block is Hegmonia Legmonia, which came up with Rabbi Slay to Rabbi, which turned everything. But he's saying, according to both already, yes, that Nafgamin is gone. Well, we won't get to today, but Tysus attack was Choylik on this block in Rashi. Yes, Nate, go ahead.
What are the two blocks?
The first block, which is called Shinui Kama, is Ole Regel Bat Dinim Kfuyim. That's one block. That's the first block. That's Kama. And the Basra is the block of Hegmoni Lehegmoni on the bottom, which led us to Rabbis later Rav. So Rashi's saying both those blocks are striking that Nafkamina from the list. You got me? Okay, very good. Okay, well, I'm going to give that a Belina, and we'll have that one of the questions tomorrow. But I wanted to do that Rashi inside. And the other ones, Eliezer and did you go over with them? If not, you'll ask us tomorrow and Seder will go through it. Okay? Yosef and Eliezer, the other Rashis you wanted me to go through, so we didn't have time. We'll do it in Seder. Questions?
Together.
Okay, so I'll go through with them again. We could go Chazer. Okay, let's go. Everyone has a questions? The reason why I'm standing is I don't feel comfortable sitting in this Zer Shechter's room, so that's why I'm standing. Okay, you ready? I like to sit in the seat where he sits. Okay, you ready? Where are we at? Hashir 9, B'chazara, number 1. No, it's good. No, I would have to sit over here. I'd like to have the... It's fine. You ready? Ma Taisus B'dav Gimel, D'Rumaskaman Omri. Ready? Let's go. You see the Taisus on Gimel Omer Aleph? Mayor. Yeah, does anyone have the sheets? Let's go. Okay. What does the Taisus say on Gimel Omer Aleph on the very bottom? The Gemara asked, who's the Tana that requires Ksiva Lishma and Chesima Lishma? Yes? So Taisa has a great kasha. Now we can really appreciate this, now that we've seen Rabbis later Rava. He says, if you hold Rabbis later Rava, it's easy. What's easy? Why can't you just establish the Tana initial like Rabbi Lazar? Get it down. The Fanenetiv is because of Lishma. Rabbi loves Lishma. But he also loves Kiyum. And the Fanenetiv is because of Kiyum. Isn't that a great kasha? And don't tell me that this whole daf of Gimel Av Gimel Mez when it's looking for a Tana doesn't know Rabbis later Rava. Of course it knew it already. In the first daf, Bezim, we're going through Rabbi Rava, okay. They don't know the answer that Rabbis later Rava. But we're asking who the Tana is. And we bring in Ravashi and Avdal and Aleph. What, they didn't know? Come on, it's very dokeh to say that they didn't know the concept of Rabbis later Rava. So this is a great kasha. I want you guys to know this. You got this? This has been very, very easy to say. The Tana is very easily Rabbi Lazar. You need Ksiva Lishma John and Befanei Nechtam. And why do I need Befanei Nechtam? Because Rabbis says I also hold a Kiyum. I have to verify the signatures. It's very neat. No? And don't tell me the Gemara didn't know Rabbis later Rava. The Gemara knows it when it starts discovering, trying to look for who the Tana is. There's no doubt that Gemara knows it. You follow what I'm saying? So what's the Teres? So Taisus says like this, please get it. He says, you're right. You're absolutely right, but I have to tell you something. Lafida Maskana Binyamin, even according to Maskana, Rabbis later Rava, you still need Chasima Lishma. Why do you need Chasima Lishma? Because Yadanu does not work. What is Yadanu? Yadanu is we know. But Lamaisi Yadanu does not work, Lamaisi, because Yadanu doesn't create a what? Create a responsibility. As Tosa said earlier, Dirmaskal Hacha. Because if it worked Lafim Maskana, then you're back to the Kasha. Why did Rabbah not hold like Rabbah? Remember we said that Rabbah didn't hold like Rabbah because why? Because Lamaisi, there's no reason to what? There's no reason to write Befanei Nechtav. Why? Because he already holds Yadanu not working as a hecker. You don't even find a Nechtav as a hecker. And if you tell me that what? That Yadanu Lamaisa, Yadanu doesn't work. Because if it would work, then why would Rabbah hold like Rabbah? And you can't tell me that what? The reason why Yadanu doesn't work is because of a Chlufe. Because why? You can't say the reason why Yadanu doesn't work is because why? Because we're going to confuse it and there'll be a bridge. Because since you have to save a Befanei Nechtav because Lishma anyway, that already serves as a what? That already serves as a hecker. So what's the answer of Tosus? Eliezer. What's the answer of Tosus? Please get it down. That what? I would say Rav Lazar the Tana, you need Lishma and Ksiva, and you need what? You need Befanei Nechtav because of Kiyum. Rabbis later Rava. And the Tana is Rav Lazar. What's the answer?
You still need
the answer is Yadanu is what? We still need Chasima Lishma. It's this, since we still need Chasima Lishma, Yadanu doesn't work, and therefore Lamaisa, why does Yadanu not work? You can't tell me Yadanu doesn't work because of Achlufe. Yadanu doesn't work because of why, Gabriel? Because you need to know it's Lishma. Rabba's a Lishma man. Rabba's a Lishma man, both like Abi what? The Ksiva and on the what? And on the Chesima. Because Yadanu Lamaisa doesn't do the job. And don't tell me the Adana doesn't work because of what? Lach Lufay, because of it'll be a bridge because what? It'll create a bridge between getting the Shar Stars, because I already have a hecker. Where's my hecker? Nate, where's my hecker? Where's my hecker? Since Bufani Nechtem has to be said anyway because of Lishma, it also serves as a what? Serves a hecker. It serves two roles, Bufani Nechtem. So since it serves two roles, Lamaisa, it's very easy, Lamaisa. It comes out very excellent, Lamaisa. Comes out this Chiddush, Lamaisa, that you have to assume, you can't say it's easy, it's Rav Elazar's the Tana, and Bufani Nechtem Lishma, and Bufani Nechtem is what? It's because of Kiyum. Because the bottom line is that even if Lefila Maskana, you need Chasim Lishma. Because Yadanu does not work. We know, does not verify that it was done Lishma. Okay? We know, does not verify that it wasn't done Lishma. Now you'll tell me it's Rav Elazar. I thought Rav Elazar doesn't require Chasim Lishma. Huh? I thought Rav Elazar doesn't require Chasim Lishma. Right? This Mizuz Mitocho, Lamaisa. That's in the Maskanas of Gemara. But at this point of the Gemara, do we know that, Lamaisa? At this point of the Gemara, do we know that? I can't hear you. Yeah, but Tosis is trying to say we know it.
Yeah.
Tosis is trying to say we know it. So you're saying if we know Rabbi Slater Rabbi, we also know Mizuz Mitocho? Okay, fine. All right. You guys are saying good. There are Chasimas there, so you got to make sure it's good. Good? That answers number one. Let's go. Two. What's our mahalach on the Tosis Dir Ma'asko Hamani? So we had a mahalach that we said we wait till today. What was our mahalach? You remember what Hamani was on Dal and Amalach? Take a look at Tosis Dal and Amalach. What was Hamani?
Rabbi Yehuda.
It was Rabbi Yehuda, but we had a problem with that. What was the problem? If you're going to tell me the Tana of the Mishnah Daf Beis is Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakama, well, the Tanakama argues Rabbi Yehuda in the very end of the second parak. So Tosis is answered by saying what? It's a Tana that holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Legabi Ksiv, Lishma, Chasim Lishma, Ksiv, Betalash, Chasim Lishma. But it's like a fourth Tana. It's not Rabbi Loz, it's not Rabbi Meir, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Tana holds like Rabbi Meir. So I remember that, I remember we did that Tosis. Nate was mechaving, very good, and I want you guys to get this, okay? Nate was mechaving, he said, very excellent, Lamaisa says, he said, Rebbe, what are you talking about? Rebbe Yehuda, we almost forgot, is in our Mishnah too. Rebbe Yehuda is in our Mishnah, and that Bezim and Al-Tu, was Tosis have to stand on his head and say, oh, Lamaisa, the second parak has Rebbe Yehuda, so that implies what? The Tanakam is the same from what, the first parak and the second parak, he says, what are you going to do? So Nate was mechaving to the Marsha and the Marm Shif, who asked this kasha. Okay, and the Maram Shif, the Marsha, the Madura Basa ask, we got a problem. The Tana of our Mishnah and Daf Beis also is not Rebbe Yehuda, because it says in our Mishnah Rebbe Yehuda is Cholik on the Seva, like I be reckon the Chagger. What does Rebbe Yehuda say in the Mishnah? Tana Kama says maybe reckon doesn't have to say yes. What did Rebbe Yehuda say in our Mishnah? Everyone knows the Mishnah Baal Peh. Right, except for me. Right, I used to know it.
Where the borders are.
Yeah, I know. But what is his lashon? Let's get what he says first. Before you ask the kasha, Reb Yudas says what? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Merakim lemizrach. Reb Yudas says merakim lemizrach. So what do you see from there? You see from there that if you hold Reb Yudas in the Mishnah, wouldn't that be against what? Wouldn't that be enough of a proof to say that Tanakama can't be Reb Yehuda? Why does Tosis have to prove it from the second parak? One sec. That's the kasha of the Maram Shif, Maram Shif, Maram, Maram Shif, Marshon, and Madura Basra. So what's the Teretz? The Teretz says the Maram. Let's get it. The Maram says that Tosis knew Lamaisa in the kasha, that our Tana was not Reb Yehuda, it was another Tana. Tosis knew that, Lamaisa. Tosis knew that, and therefore Lamaisa. The Tosis knew that the other Tana held like Reb Yehuda. And Tosis is asking, how did our Tana teach you Nivafane Nechtav Kamo Reb Yehuda when the Tana at the beginning of the second parak, Lamaisa, when the Tana at the beginning of the second parak is also Reb Yehuda in the Tana Kama? The only problem with that is that we said, how did Tosis know that in one Mishnah as opposed to the other Mishnah? What's the Havamina of Tosis to ask, Lamaisa? So we didn't understand the Maram Steres. Why does he assume the Mishnah in that phase, that Tosis knew that it was another Tana? Why didn't he know that for the second parak? So we said like this. The Maram Shif said, amazing. You know why Tosis didn't ask for a Mishnah? Because you can slug up and say that our Mishnah, the Tanakam, would be Reb Yehuda. And when it says that maybe we didn't say Yam in the first line of the Mishnah, it's not coming to exclude Rekem. It's coming to exclude Cheger. Right? That's what is coming to the school cheker. Or the kavana is to say, I may be mechutzlarts, eschai v'sipfar enechtav. And then we're masber what rekim is. Rekim is chutzlarts. Just because Rav Yehuda appears in our Mishnah Daf Beis doesn't necessarily mean that Tanakhama couldn't have been Rav Yehuda. That first line, Lamaisa was just trying to say, Lamaisa, that, you know, cheker. He was coming to the school cheker, not rekim. So what Rav Yehuda says could match what the Tanakhama is saying. And also what the Tanakhama might be saying also is, you know, if a guy delivers a get from chutzlarts, and we're just being masber that rekim is chutzlarts, so it's not necessarily clear from the Mishnah Daf Beis that Rav Yehuda appears in the Mishnah that Tanakhama can't be Rav Yehuda. But on the second parak it is clear. So we went with the Maram Shiv's teretz, the Maram, the Marsho asked on the Maram's teretz. How do you make an assumption that Daf Beis knew it wasn't Rav Yehuda and the Daf Tet Vav, the second parak, wouldn't know? So guys, I want you to get that. Okay, halacha l'maaseh. Yes, Binyamin. I think that's what you were striving at.
But even more question than that.
Why is that?
Rabbi Yehuda on our Mishnah only discusses what the borders are.
That's what he's saying.
But the Tanakhama never touches the borders.
He says maybe get Medina Siam. What are you talking about?
Right, but it doesn't talk about.
I understand that. So you're saying what the Maharam Shif's saying. That's the Teretz he's saying. Right. He's describing what the Chutzlarts is.
It's nothing to do with Rekim versus Chaget.
It is. It's describing what the definition of Chutzlarts is. He's being masber what chutzlarts is. He's not excluding rekim. Rekim is included in Medina Sayyam. That's all he's saying.
No,
Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is touching what the Tanakham is saying. That's all. He could be the Tanakham is Rav Yehuda. He's just saying, I'm just saying rekim is Medina Sayyam. That's all. You're saying the same thing? Okay, that's number two. Three. Please get that, guys. Okay, three. Ma'adin, I want you guys to learn Stark these next few days, okay? I don't think you have finals now, no? Lamaisa, yeah?
It's also similar kind of like what we have before in the Gemara, where we thought at first the Tanakham and Chachamim at the bottom of Dalet and Aleph. At first we thought they were holy, but then we said really it could be the Tanakham.
Yes, similar Mazda. This is a little bit different because there the Rabban of Asrai were in Mazda. Hopefully we'll get that today and share. Here we're saying they're actually the same Shita. It's more.
Meaning they're both not full. Like
right, but it's even more. We're saying it's the same exact shita, so it's even more here. It's a good aura, but it's even more. Okay, that's number two. Three. What is the din of Odas Baldin Legabe get Lefi Tysus? Please get it. To which Tysus? The big Tysus, the Kaimala. Someone told me, I knew this is, we put out that the Rav Schechter's favorite Tysus is Nidus Samachin Beis. I would say one of Veronsai's favorite Tosim and Shas is this Tosim Dal Manal, the Kaimala. In fact, one of the boys told me that in Shir he actually said this year, what will we do without this Tysus? And Avdalan off the Kaimelon. So please get it. He actually said that. So what we're saying is not so, that goes well with what we're saying. What is the din of Hodas Baldin Legabe get Lefi Tysus? Tysus says that Hodas Baldin, if a guy, Lamaisa, admits that he divorced his wife, he's not believed. Mayor, please get it. He's not believed, Tysus says. Why is he not believed? Because the Gemara says at Kedushin, you're not believed when you admit something and you mess other people up. And you are messing other people up here. You are messing up other people. Okay? You are messing up other people. Why are you messing up other people? Lamaisa, when we say, Odas Baldin, Kimei Adim Domi, right? Why are we messing up other people? Because Lamaisa, Shita Zataisis is, and we'll get to the details in a few questions, is that Lamaisa, by Gerishin Lamaisa, she will not be able to marry a Kohen. So you are messing her up by saying that you divorced your wife. So you are not believed, says Tysus. Please get it. Plain and simple, the last line of the Tysus. That's number three. Number four, again, you are only believed, Odas Baldin, when you don't mess any people up. If I admit to you that I owe you $100,000, then obviously what I believe. But if I have five people that I owe, and I say that I only owe Gabriel $100,000, and I owe everyone else $100,000, well, everyone else is going to get messed up because they won't be able to collect. So again, Hodas Baldin is not believed when what? When you're Mechayev Lachrini. Quickly, Binyamin.
Do we get any clarity on why it's not bad because of Kavametav?
No, that we said. We already answered that. That's a general din lamaisa. What do you mean tav lamaisa?
I mean tav lamaisa. We said that would be. We had said that that should be a good reason why it's bad for her. It's chayv la'achrini for a get. She would rather be married than be.
But that's more and more in the machshava more hashkafa lamaisa. Remember we mentioned that. Where did we come up with the svar? Remember you mentioned it. When was it? What'd you say? Which toisa and daftala? Remember we said it. Tov lemeisa tanda by aguna. Remember, yeah, we mentioned the chazer yesterday. Daf fafav. Correct. Lemeisa. That lemeisa is not that they did in the hotel. It has to be a real chiv. Okay, that answers which one. Yeah, we mentioned yesterday in chazara why we did it. Now the sugya chavav about ma'agin. Okay, remember it wasn't really the collective shot. That's three, four. What is the din of kedusha no das bal din? Olama lefi Rashi the Taisus. Let's get it. Why is kedusha not good by a das bal din? Guy, he says he's married to a woman. What's the din? He's being moted that he's married to a woman. Is that good or not? Halach lo maisa. Is that good or not? He's being moted that he's married to a woman. Okay. What'd you say? Yes, he's not believed. Says Taisus. Why not? So Tosfos says here because he's asking her on his relatives. His brother, his father. That's the way Taisus writes it here. Rashi and Kedushin on Samachayin and Beis Raskol Hacha has a little bit of a different formulation. He says differently. He says Krovoseh Nesrubo. Her relatives are usher to him. He also says his relatives are usher to her, but he adds in that her relatives are usher to him. See, our Tosfos focus on that she's usher to his relatives, right? Rashi in Kedushin says that he's usher to her relatives. You follow me? He adds that in. I want you to get that. But no matter what it is, you are messing people up. Therefore, you're not believed. Excellent. That answers number what? Four. Five. What did the Rashba and the Rashash say Lagabi this? They gave it very, very interesting shot, Lamaisa. The Rashba asks, what do you do about a Ger and a Gioris? They have no relatives. So you mean to tell me, in that situation where someone has no relatives, you would be believed? That's the follow-through, no? A Ger and a Gioris are what? Ger and a Gioris are what? Have no relatives. So it should follow through that Odas Baden should be good. What's the answer? So the Rashba says, amazing. You know why it's Chayv Lachrini? Plain and simple, she's also to marry every man in the world now. She's also because of Eish Hashish. That's what the Ran and Kedushin says as well. Truth of the matter is, it's such a beautiful pshat that the Rashash, get this down, the Rashash both here and Kedushin asks, why didn't Rashi and Taisus say like the Ran and the Rashba? Just say simple. By you admitting that you're married, you're making her also to every guy in the world. What do you got to focus on the relatives for? Just say she's an Eish Hashish. Yes, Jonathan.
But I feel like the answer should actually be that she's not that she's forbidden to everybody, but that she's actually forbidden to a Kohen, because in theory you can still divorce her, but only.
No, but here we're talking about Kedushin. She was he is motive that he married her.
But we're saying that he messes everybody else over. That's like the.
Yeah, no one can marry her now. That's why he's not believed. You say that you married this woman, no one else can marry the woman. So you're messing the whole world up. What do you got to focus on the relatives for? Focus on the whole world. That's what the Rashash asks. He says, the Rashman Ran Pshat, he thinks is much better than Rashi and Taisus. If you think about it, Pasha Pshat, it is, no? Why focus on the relatives? Yosef, you got it? You had a Kasha before, yes?
Yeah, I was going to ask for the sourcing for... It's either for question two or three from the Tosfos. From Mori Farabi with Rosenzweig.
Tosfos, Dalad Amar Aleph Dir Masel de Kaimalan. The end of the Tosfos. Miu Yesh L'chalek. Last two lines of that Tosfos. The big Tosfos and Dalad Amar Aleph Dir Masel de Kaimalan. Mayor, you had a Kasha?
No.
You got it? Okay, that answers number what? Number five. Six. What did the Ritva write in Kedushin? Legabe Kedushin, Legabe Hodas Baldin. And how's this Doma to the Shitas Rambam? So the Ritva has the following Kiddush. He claims that the reason why Kiddushin are not believed is because Yechayv Lachrini, because if she is Mizana with another man, she's Chayv Misa, Eish Ashish. She's Chayv Misa. Okay? So it seems that the Ritva is saying that the Baal would be believed, Bidin Hodas Baldin, Halacha Lamaisa. It seems like Halacha Lamaisa that he would be believed to establish her as an Eish Ashish, and someone who would have beer with her would be Chayv Misa. And that's connected with the Rambam Shita that we said, that says what? Eid Echad. If an Eid Echad says this piece of meat on the desk is ham, and then an hour later two Eidim give me warning and warn me not to eat it, I get malchus. What do we call that? Eid Echad Yuchzak. But Eid Echad Yuchzak, that's a famous Rambam we said. But the Ritva writes, since the guy would be believed to say that she's married, and if she would be Mizana with two Adim, she would be Chayv Misa, you're messing up other people, you're not believed. But we connected that Ritva with the Rambam, and therefore you're messing up someone else up to be Chayv Misa, so it must be you're not believed to seal Das Malta. But theoretically, you would be believed. The problem is you're just messing up other people. So Das Malta can't be believed. But theoretically, Lamaisa, you would have what? If the Baal would be believed, it would lead to this situation where you could actually execute a woman if there were Adim on her snus. Well, how did you know she was married? One aide told me. Well, that's Eid Echad Yuchzak. That's the Rambam. You understand, Gabriel? We don't accept it because you're Mechayv Lachrini. But theoretically, it would be what? Theoretically, it would be strong enough to have what? To have the Namanis. And the only reason is Mechayv Lachrini, so you're not believed. But theoretically, if you didn't have that problem, you'd create the situation of Eid Echad Yuchzak. Yes, Nate, go ahead. It's very similar shita, but when you brought this out, that he emphasized the Chayv Misa. The Ritva and the Rashad, they didn't focus on the Chayv Misa. But what this would do is that it would make her Chayv Misa. You're right, they're not arguing, but he emphasized that. But we saw from this emphasis that that's very much connected to the shita Zaramba. Okay? Yeah. Now, that is leads us to the next question. What did you say?
Chayv Lachrini means that...
You got to... Chayv Lachrini, we said it. You got to know what that is. We said it five times, Eliezer. I want you to know. What is Chayv Lachrini? What is Chayv... You tell me. What is Chayv Lachrini? Hodas Baldin is not believed when you mess other people up. Right. You mechayv other people.
So in this case,
if she would mess out with another guy, you chayv Misa. Mm-hmm. That's Chayv Lachrini. So therefore the guy's not believed to say that she's married, that he's married to her. But what I want to bring out, that's what Nate was saying. What is the Ritva adding to what we said? She's also halal. Because he stressed the fact that she would be Chayv Misa. Why would she be Chayv Misa? How do we know she's married? One man told us. Hodas Baldin. But that's the same thing as the Eid Echad on the meat. I'm glad he asked me that so I can repeat it for everyone. The Rambam says, if an Eid Echad says this piece of meat is ham, an hour later I'm about to eat it, salt, pepper, ketchup, mustard, Adim come and warn me, I'm Chayv Malchus. Well, how'd you know it was him? From one aid, that's fine. Two stages. Eid Echad Yuchzak. The Eid Echad can establish it's him, then later, second stage, you can have Adim on. Just like the woman's married, you can establish later two Adim saw she's Mizamah, we kill her. You got it? I'm glad he asked it. That's Mechayv Lachrini. I'm going to show you the Gemara tomorrow and say it, or bring it to me. And we go over those Rashis too on Samachemez. It says Chayv Lachrini. You'll remember it forever. Chayv Lachrini. Okay. That brings us to number what? Number seven. That was six. How does the Rambam and the Ritva against Rabbi Kivager? What does Rabbi Kivager say? He says, I disagree with this whole concept of Eid Echad Yuchzak only applies to Malchus. It does not apply to Misa. Please get that down. He writes it in a tshuva. He writes it in a tshuva. Okay? Eid Echad Yuchzak is only by Malchus, not by Misa. Meaning, if Eid Echad established this woman is married, and then to Adam see she's Mizana, we would not kill her. It only is limited to Chayv Malchus, says Rabbi Kivager. But you see from this Ritva, not that way. Where's Rabbi Kivager in the tshuvas? Kuv Zayin, and Kovat Shirum Ksuvas Osnun Ches Rabachonim. Okay? I just saw a picture yesterday of Rabbi Chanan in the wedding I went to afterwards in Shiva Spring Valley. They have pictures of all the Gedolim. Oh. So there's a picture of Rabbi Chanan there. So I want you to get down that the Ram and the Ritva are against that Rabbi Kivager. They clearly are saying, I really shouldn't have written the Rambam. I should have just written the Ritva.
I really should have written just the Ritva, because the Rambam is talking about a case of Malchus, and the, and you know what? Let's fix that.
The Ritva
okay?
Using the Rambam.
What'd you say?
The Ritva using the Rambam.
Right, but the Rambam only said it by Malchus. You follow me? So the Ritva extends it to me, so Rabbi Kivega says, don't extend it. So I really what? I really should write what? I really should write only Ritva, yes. Except I don't have a pen. So just remind me, Eliezer, at the end of Shir. No, I get it.
Hey,
just No. Let me just remind myself. I'll give it right back to you. Let's cross out the what? Let's cross out the Rambam, because it's really the Ritva. Thank you, Eliezer. Okay? Okay, let's continue, guys. What number are we up to? That's 7. 8. What is the Shitas Arashba Lagabi Gerushin now? Lagabi Hodaspa now. I want you guys to notice Chlor. So Rashba says Gerushin is not Chav Lachrini. Why is Gerushin not Chav Lachrini? He argues with Tysus. Tysus says it is. Tysus says it is. Right? We had the Tysus, right?
Does
everyone
say it
is? No. Right. Kiddushin, Lamaisa, everyone agrees, Lamaisa. Kiddushin, everyone agrees it's Chayv Lachrini. Correct, Nate? The question is what the reason is, right? Yeah. Different svars within why it's not. Gerushin is Gufa Machleik, it's excellent. Tysus holds Gerushin is Chayv Lachrini, and Odas Baldin does not work. And you know what that is, Eliezer Chayv Lachrini, messing someone else up. And what does the Rashba say? Gerushin is not Chayv Lachrini. Why? Please get this. The reason why Gerushin is not Chav Lachrini is because without Gerushin, anyway, she's usher to get married to another man. She's usher to the whole world anyway. Yes? It's a very, very interesting svara. Yes? She can't get married anyway. So he says that she's divorced. Hodas Baldin, you're messing her up. What do you mean you're not messing her up? If she remains married, she can't marry anyone else anyway. So what's the big deal? Right? You know what I'm thinking about right now? At least she could stay married to the guy. You know what I mean? If he says she's divorced, that means he's not married to what? Right? What does Tysus say? Tysus says that Gerushin is Chav Lachrini. Why? Because she cannot marry what? She cannot marry a Kohen. Rashba says Gerushin is not Chav Lachrini because anyway, without the Gerushin, she'd be also the whole world anyway. Okay, so I guess in the state that she is in, you're not really messing her up anyway because she, you know, she can't marry anybody. So that's the Rashba's theory, Lamais. Yes, Nate.
I know it's a little
obvious,
but
just as
is holding that
the
other was saying, Tal missing Kandu here, and he's saying that it is missing her up because she cannot really marry anymore to the guy, and maybe she wants to be with him, so he'd rather marry than be.
Well, that's if he's a Kohen, you mean? No, but Tosa says specifically the reason why it's not Haldasman is not good because she can't marry a Kohen. That's what Tosa says.
Right.
Don't forget what Tosh says.
Right. I'm not saying Tosh was saying negative is Rashba. Rashba was saying she would at least be married to him. Say maybe the Rashba is saying that she'd rather be married to him than be divorced at all.
You mean the Rashba is being backed up by that?
Right.
You mean? Okay, the Rashba doesn't speak that out. He just says the bottom line is
right.
Is that, you know, it's not Chav Lachrini because her status now is she's also the whole world. You know,
right.
You're looking at it from more of a positive. I'm just saying you just focus on who you're also to.
Yeah.
So that's what the Rashba says. Please get it. So Rashba argues on Tais. That's number 8. Okay, let's go to 9. Okay, number 9. How are we mazed with machlokes between Rashba and Tais's legabe hodas baldin? That machlokes we just learned. What is the machlokes? Okay? What is the machlokes? So we said like this. Please get it. Tos is of the opinion, the reason why it's called Chav Lacherim is because in the future, if the Baal dies, she will be ushered to Kohanim because of the get. That's why Tosis calls it Chav Lachrini. And the Rashba says, you know what? I'm not interested about what's going to be in the future. Right now, she is ushered to the whole world. So since right now she's ushered to the whole world, you know what? I don't view that as Chav Lachrini. Tosis says, oh, in the future if he dies, Lamaisa, Then she wouldn't have been ushered to Kohanim. The get now messes her up. Now she can't marry Kohanim. Rashba says, forget about that. I'm not worried about what's going to be now. Right now, she's ushered to the whole world. And the fact that he declares that he divorced her, that Lamaisa is not considered to be Chav Lacher. So please get that. That's the way we remind with the Machlekes. That's number what? That's number 9. 10. What did the Nesivis say in order to be mazbe with the Rashba. Oh, Nesivus in the Torah's Gittin, which is a sefer on Ibn Ezer, is actually a sefer on Masechus Gittin in Siman Kuf Lamed Sifkon Chof, and the Nesivus HaMishpat Siman Lamed Vav Osud. You know what he writes? He says he doesn't think that the Rashba held that this is Chav L'Acherin, a get. You know why? Because he can divorce any time he wants. It's B'yadol Agarsho. So the Baal L'Maisa saying that he divorced her, ushering the coin, that's not considered Chav L'Acherin. Oh, you know what he can say? Be like a, you know, a smart aleck. You know, like, oh, you don't believe me now? He'll divorce her right now. You know what I mean? What's the big deal? You know what I mean? Like a smart aleck like that. You guys, not a Baal Midas. Oh, sir, you don't believe me now? I can do it right now. But that's an interesting smart. That's the anchor, he says, of the Rashba. Halacha L'maisa. Okay, that L'maisa is number 10. 11. What did the Or Sameach and the Stipler ask on Tisus? Oh, I also saw a picture of Or Sameach. I never remembered seeing a picture of Or Sameach yesterday. Or Sameach and the Stipler asked, they also asked a picture of the Stipler too. They all asked the following. How can Tisus say that this is Chav L'Acherim, that you're ushering her to a Kohen by saying she's divorced, he divorced her, in a situation that she was, let's say it was a second marriage for her, and she was already a divorcee? You mean to tell me that you'd be believed? She's ushered a Kohanim anyway. So that means if I give you this case, Nate, that means you'd be believed? We don't have that any impression from Tisus. Tisus means flat out, Jonathan, you are never believed to say that you that the guy divorced the woman. Because you're messing her up. Oh, what do you mean messing her up? If she was a grusha already, she's on her second marriage, let's say. This is her second marriage, she was a grusha. She's also a kohanim anyway. So you mean in that case you're believed? Tisus didn't give off the impression that you'd be believed in any case. That was a strong kasha. I want you to get that down, guys. Okay? Beautiful. Just on those two lines of Tisus, we had so much Torah at Baruch Hashem. Okay, you got that? That's why this Tisus is amazing. Every Tisus is amazing. Okay. That answer's number what? 11. 12. We didn't have an answer for it. It just gave us reasoning to say why you'd move away from the Kohanim. Svar. Yes.
Could I repeat number 11 again?
Yes. What? Why did Tisus say you're not believed by Hodas Baldin to say you divorced a woman? Because you're messing her off that she married Kohanim. What happens if she's a Kerusha already? Let's say it's her second marriage. She's already ushered a Kohanim. So that means you'll be believed in that case? It should be. It should follow you be believed. No. Tyson didn't make that exception. You, the president of Tyson, never believed. That was their kasha.
So
yes?
He could be messing her up in that case.
He's not messing her up because she's arrested a Kohanim already. She's a grusha already. She's her second marriage. Okay. Unfortunately, it's her second marriage. She's getting divorced for a second time, unfortunately. Okay? All right. Chasr Shalom. Okay, where are we up to? Number what? That was number 11. 12. What did we add on from the Sefer Dvar Yaakov on the Chiluk of Tisus Ben Gerushin and Mamun? Remember, Tisus said, by Gerushin, you're not believed to Das Baalbin. By Mamun, you are. Yes? That was Tisus Chiluk. Miu Yesh L'Chalik. So the Sefer Dvar Yaakov said, I have a kasha. I have a real kasha, he says. What's the kasha? In my opinion, he says, I believe that a Baal's not Neman and Gerishin, Midino Das Baal Din, but the truth is, let him be believed because of Biyata Lagorsha. Why can't you say Biyata Lagorsha? Isn't Biyata Lagorsha a great Svara? He has the ability to divorce her any time. So if he has the ability to divorce her any time, shouldn't that be enough to say he should be believed? It's like the smart Alex Svara again. Right? Oh, you don't believe me now? I'll do it right now then. You know what I mean? You know how kids sometimes say that. You don't believe me right now? I'll do it right now.
Especially if it's a Torah sign already.
Yeah, exactly. But even Stam Lamaisa, why is that not a good enough svara of Biyata Lagorsha? So we said like this. Please get it. Biyata Lagorsha is only enough, Lamaisa, is only enough for making itself Adis. In order to create a star, Lamaisa, you need Adis. And the Nemanus of Biyoto is not enough to create a star, a star. Biyoto is not believed to make a star. You need real Adis to make a star. You either need Adis or Adas Baldin Kimeinim Domi. But the Nemanus of Biyoto is not enough to make a star. That's what the Divya Cheskel says, or Mnachem Barchovich. To make a star, Hodas Biyoto is not enough. that you have the ability to do it now. Shkoyach. But you can't. You don't have hocus pocus, abracadabra, to be able to create a shtar. Biyado, the ability to do it right now, cannot what? Cannot create a shtar. And therefore, Lamaisa, you cannot say, oh, that since you have the ability to divorce her now, it should make the get a get that you divorced her. That was the chiddush that we said from the Sefer Devar Yaakov, like the answer of the Svar of the Nesivis, that the Nesivis says, make a star, then the manus of biyado is not enough. And that's what we wanted to say, halacha lamaisa, that chiddush comes out to be that chiddush. It's not enough to make the star a star. Okay, fine. That comes out, Lamaisa answers number 11, 12, 13. What was the Havamina of the Gemara and Davdala and Ma'alof? How Rav and Rav are Masber the Mishnah? Okay, you guys got this? Davdala and Ma'alof. The Gemara thought it first, and then the Gemara rejected it and said, lo. But what was the Havamina? The Havamina was, and we thought the Gemara rejected is because most times in Shas, Mayor, the machlokes and amoraim is not going to be the same thing as machlokes tanoim, because why would they what? Why would the amoraim argue on something that tanoim already argued on? But nonetheless, the Gemara tried it. And what did it try? It said like this. It said, it is very possible to say that the machlokes Rav and Rava fits into the machlokes in the tanoim in the following vein. Okay? It fits in the following vein. The Tanakhama is of the opinion, right? The Tanakhama is of the opinion, halacha lamaisa, yeah? The Tanakhama is of the opinion that Bafanei Nechtav is because of Lishma, and since the fellows that live near Eretz Yisrael, Smuchos, are Bikim, no problem, they don't need it. Only guys who live far away in Benin Asiyam need it. So the Tanakhama basically holds what? Rabba, Lishma. And the Marsovar, the second Marsovar is who? Rabbi Gamliel. And we said most probably Rabbi Lazar would follow suit, who say that Smuchos and Muvlos need hold Kiyum. And since there's no network, we said, therefore what's the din? You need to say B'fanei Nechtav HaNechtav and Smuchos and Muvlos. So that's the Havamina of the Gemara. Straight up, I want you to know, but I want you to know why it was rejected with the word, I think the Gemara said the word low. Remember that? It said the word low, yeah? And since it said the word lo, it rejected, probably because if that was the machlokes of Tanoim, why would the Amoraim argue on something that Tanoim argued? That answers number what? 13. 14. What was the maskanas of Gemara? The maskanas of Gemara was lo, it's wrong. No way. Rabba will be masber matarz l'tamid whole Mishnah. Rabba will be matarz l'tamid whole Mishnah. Let's plug it in. Rabba matarz l'tamid, everyone holds lishma. And the Tanakhama holds that since Smuchos are know how to learn because they're close to Eretz Yisrael, and they must have known about the halachas of Lishma, Eretz Yisrael was, you know, had a hashpa on the cities around it. Comes along, Rav Gamliel says, you know what? The Maisa Muvlos know how to learn. The Smuchos don't know how to learn. And Rav Elazar comes and says, no, lo plug. Rav Elazar comes along and says, lo plug. Rabbi Elazar comes along and says, lo plug halacha lamaisa. Okay? So it comes out that we had alumnicized it, if you remember, and we said that depends how much you have to know to be considered to be gemiri. I don't know. You have to know Shas, you have to know Shulchan Aruch. Whatever your example is going to be, do you have to know 50%? Is that enough or 51%? But that's how Rabbi plugs in the whole Mishnah. That the Tanakhama says, Smuchos are, and Muvlos are big Mechmiri. Rav Gamliel says, Muvlos are, Smuchim not. And Rav Elazar seems to agree with Rav Gamliel conceptually, but he makes a low plug. He doesn't want to make any distinction between Chutz L'Arts, Halacha L'Maisa. Okay? We got that? Then the Gemara continues. We're still in this question, and says, Rava Metarz L'Taimei. And how is Rava Metarz L'Taimei? Rava is Metarz L'Taimei by saying that Lamaisa, the Tanakhama holds that far off is not between the Kamba, but Smuchos is. Rav Gamliel says, Smuchos, Lamaisa are not, but Muvlos are. And Rav Gamliel comes along and says, Lo Plug. Rav Gamliel comes along and says, Lo Plug. So again, you have to ask these civil engineers about traffic and things of that sort. Remember we said, Lum decides it, so it's not a Machlekes in Metzias. You can never have a Machlekes in Metzias. And we, in fact, said, that Toysus on the bottom of Dalmav said the Lo Plugos already known even in the Havamina. Remember we said that? Tosa said that the Havamina Lamaisa was Kidamashim Besomach. Even in the Havamina, the Gemara already knew about the low plug. We had said that Rashi argues on that. You remember we said that we were redact that Rashi argues that the Gemara's low plug was only in the what? Was only came about in the Maskana. You remember we said that? Lamaisa only came about in the Maskana. But Lamaisa, maybe we'll go back to that, Lamaisa, not today, but I want you to know that we'll talk about that Rashi Dizbim another time. But that's the Havamina. And that is the Moskana that I want you to know. Yes, sir. If you had a kasha.
Yeah, what was Rava's sheet again?
Rava's kiyum. And Rava plugs it in by saying that the Tanakhama holds far off is a problem of kiyum. Smuchos Mavlos are not. Rav Gamliel says, I disagree with you. Smuchos is a problem of kiyum. Mavlos is not. Rav Gamliel says, I might agree with you, Rav Gamliel, but they made a low plug. Okay? But you plug in everything according to what? Accordingly with the din of what? With the din of kiyum. Okay. That answers number what? Number 14. 15. What did the Chassam Sofer comment in the Pshat and the Havamina? Please get it. He said a very beautiful Chiddush. Goes like this. The Chassam Sofer said that Smuchos, remember what the Havamina was? What was the Havamina? Tanakam holds Lishma, Ragulil holds Kiyum, yes? So the Chassam Sofer said Smuchos are learned, but there's no network. Because since they're close to Eretz Yisrael, many cities go to study and learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. The problem is, the B'nai Eretz Yisrael don't go to Chutz La'aretz. Because the people in the Chutz La'aretz would not what? Remember that? The people in Chutz La'aretz on the borders wouldn't let the Jews come out. And plus the fact it's also to leave halachically Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. Remember we said that? There's only three Heterim. What are the three Heterim we said? Marriage, Kama Torah, and Parnassa. And then to us extend to any mitzvah, Amanas what? Any heter you go, you have to go almanas lachson on condition of returning. Remember the Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Mo'ed Katan said even visiting a friend is mutter? That's a mitzvah enough to visit a friend. But you have to go almanas lachson. So it comes out, if a guy delivers a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, there's no mitzvah in the kaima. That's why you need to say b'fanei nechtav. Since in Molech you have to say b'fanei nechtav, there were goes or maybe ato Molech. Wow! Isn't that a beautiful chiddush? That's what the Chassam Sofer says, b'feirish. Halach lamaisa. I want you to get that, okay? So Chassam Sofer said that smuchos are gmiri, but they're not shchichi. So since they're gmiri and not shchichi, it comes out that what? It comes out that they're smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. There are a lot of people, they know how, they're learned Torah in Eretz Yisrael. They're very learned, but no one from Eretz Yisrael goes to Chutz La'aretz. So there's no system of network developed. So if a guy delivers a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, there's no mitzvah in l'kaimo. Yes? So therefore, you're going to need a funding after. So it comes out the opposite of what we're going to get up to, that we make a gzeir of what? Maybe ato molech. Since molech, you have to say, this is all of fida havamina. Since molech, you have to say, yes? Since molech, you have to say, and that's the chiddush, l'maisa. Since molech, you have to say, so therefore, you have to say what? Since molech, you have to say, maybe we'll have to say as well, halach l'maisa. It comes out very interestingly, that according to this what? According to this Chassam Sofer, he says this Chiddush. Okay, so when we have the Havamina that my love, Amak Mafligi, are what? Mar Sovel Fisha Emikin Lishma, Bahani Gmiri, and these guys are learned, right? The Smukhas are Gmiri, but they're not Shchichi. So Lamaisa, they're not considered to be Shchichi. So that system develops a situation that what? That we would make a Xerav, maybe Ato Molech, Halach Lamaisa. So that's why it would come out to be the opposite. The Chassam Sofer said this beautiful Kiddush. So if you bring the guy delivers a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, according to the Havamin, of course you have to say b'fanei nechtav, because there's a matzav of what cherim, there's no network, and since molech you have to say b'fanei nechtav, you'd have to say also in the case of maybe too as well, halach l'maisa. Very interesting, Chassam Sofer. Okay, fine. That answers which one?
15.
16. What was the Havamina and Daftawa Raman Altawa Bez Lagabi Chachamim Omrim? Who are Chachamim Omrim? Who are Chachamim Omrim? You guys tell me, who are Chachamim Omrim? In the Mishnah. The Chachamim Omrim, Einot Tzarek Shem Fanechna Ola Mevi Minisiyam Va Moilich. Yes? They're the ones who introduced Molech, the Chachamim Omrim. Try to remember the Mishnah. Tanakamar Gamliel Rabbalazar, and then you have a Chachamim Omrim. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara on the bottom of Dalam and Bay is running on the Dalam and Bay. Dalam and Bay running on the Dalam and Bay says like this, that Lamaisa, The Chachamim say Molech doesn't have to say. Yes? Chachamim say Molech has to say. What does that imply? The Tanakhama says Molech what? Would have to say. Yes? That's what this is. The Tanakhama suffer Molech Lotzarech. Chachamim say Molech has to say. That implies the Tanakhama says that Molech doesn't have to say. What's the Machlokus? The Mar Sover holds what? Who's Mar Sover? The Tanakhama holds Lishma, and since it gets originating from Eretz Yisrael, no problem, you don't have to say it. Well, Mar Sover is the Chachamim who say Kiyum, and you have to say. So you can plug in the whole Machlokus again, Rabba Rabba. Here, remember, you found the Girsas in the computer. We were so happy. Ari, you remember? We were so happy that we found the word low. Yes? Even though our Gemara doesn't say low. The Gemara is still rejection. Okay? But that's the Havamina Lamaisa. That's number 16. Fine. Let's go. Number 17. What was the Maskana of Dalin and Beis? The Maskana of Dalin and Beis was Rava can answer up the whole Mishnah. Rava can answer up the whole Mishnah. Let's plug it in. Everyone holds, if you hold like Rava, Lishma, and the Machlokas, do you make a Gzera of Molech HaTomevi? The Tanakhama says you do not make a Gzera. Therefore, Molech does not need to say the Rabbanan Basroi, later Rabbanan meaning the Chachamim, say you do make a Gzera. Yes, that's how Rava says it. How does Rava say it? Rava says it that everyone holds Kiyum. But Rava says a whole new Knesh. What's the whole new Knesh? You know what Rava says, Oren? That there's no Machlokas. The Rabbanan Basroi are coming to be Masber who? The Rabbanan Basroi are coming to be Masber the Tanakhama, and there is no Machlokas. Amazing. So, I want you guys to remember this when you chazer in your minds, when walking around in college in the day, that the Maisha, if I ask you, is there a Machlokas in the Chacham and the Tanakhama, that's a Machlokas Rava Rava. According to Rava, there is. There is a Machlokas whether there's a Gzeira. According to Rava, there is no Machlokas. Okay? He's just coming to me, Mazda. That answers number 19. 20.
17, I think.
I'm sorry, 17. Thank you. 18. What does the Ksav Sofer say in the Maskana of the Gemara Dalin Beis? So the Ksav Sofer says a very interesting answer. I want you guys to get this. Rava could have also said the same thing, that the Chachamim are coming to be Mazda with the Tanakhama. But he thought it was a Dochek. Because he thought the Pashup Shot is that they are arguing, Gavriel. Please get that down. The Ksav Sofer makes the horror that Rabba theoretically could have said that same answer that they're not arguing, but he thought it was a Dochek. The Pashup Shot presentation of the Mishnah is that there is a Machlokes. Okay? That answers number 18. That's the Pashup Shot. Yeah, I mean, Rabba theoretically could have said the same thing, that he's just being Masber, the Chachamim are being Masber, the Tanakhama, but he thought it was a Dochek. Rava didn't think it was a Dochek. But I wanted you to get that horror. That's number 18. 19. What does the Maram Shif say in the Maskanas of Gomorrah? Rabba Islay to Rava. Wow. Says the Maram Shif. This is amazing. Nate, you with me? If you hold Rabba Islay to Rava, you got this? You can no longer say that Rabba, Gavriel, I thought you were going to tell me this. You can no longer say that Rabba says the Machlokes in the Tanakhama and Chachamim is the Gzeir of Molech HaTomevi. Because once you say Rabba is later Rabba, everyone holds Molech, you got to say before Necha because of Kiyum. You got what I'm saying? So according to the Maram Shif, it's a beautiful Ha'ara. In the end of the day, Rabba also has to say what? Rabba also has to say that it's coming to be Masber. So this is very interesting on the heels of what the Ksav Sofer said. The Ksav Sofer said up top he thought it was a Dochek. But when you get to the bottom of Rabba Slater Rabba, Rabba's going to have to say the same thing also. Nate, you hear this aura? It's a very sharp aura. Rabba's going to have to end up saying the same thing that there's no Machlokes. Because once you say Rabba Slater Rabba, you follow me? You can't say they're arguing on Xer. Everyone holds Molech what? Has to say. Because of Kiyum. Lamaisa. I thought it was a very ingenious pshat, Lamaisa. Tosfos says the same thing here on Davavim, and I'll get to this is your next semester. Lamaisa, the Fida Maskana, no one holds the Gzeira of Molech HaTomevi. No one. Lafia Maskana Kuliyama, Lo Gazrinin Lamaisa. Yes? Lo Gazrinin. Everyone Lamaisa hell holds that Molech has to say. I mean, everyone holds Kiyum. So Tosfos already points it out, but I thought it was a very sharp aura.
I'm not saying that's, it's not against the Ksav Sofer, because the Ksav Sofer said only on the top of the oven before we got to Rabbah Slater Rabbah. You follow me? At that point, we held only the Shema. Rabbah thought that was Shmir to say there's no Machlaikas. But once you say Rabbah Slater Rabbah, you can no longer say that. Can no longer say they're arguing on a Zayra of Molech Hatzim. Everyone holds Molech, you got to say. So you have to say, Rabbanim, they're coming to be Mazber, the Chacham. Very sharp Ha'ara. Okay? I don't know if we stressed that enough. Okay? Please get it. Yes, Jonathan.
So it's not a gezeira; it already existed beforehand.
No, not. What'd you say?
I said so. The maskana is that it wasn't a gezeira at all. It was just like baked in as part of the halacha.
Yes. In other words, it was not a gezeira. You can say it one of two ways. You don't have to come on to say it was a gezeira. Correct. It flows from the natural svara and kiyum.
It wasn't well like said, an act yeah. of rabbinic
you don't,
legislation.
You don't have to say, it. Correct. You don't have to say that it was exeter. Correct. It was natural kiyum would require it. Well said. That's correct. Very good. That answers number what? 19. 20. What does Tosis say in Dibur Maskil Tanan Omrim? What does Tosis say on the top Tosis? On Dalan and Beis. The Gemara makes a kasha. What's the Diuk? What was the Diuk of the Gemara? Maybe get minidinu nidinu b'minidinu siyam has to say before the nechmer. Ha'osu b'dinu lo tzarach. That goes well with Rava, Kasha, and Rava. Yes? Osu b'dinu doesn't have to say it goes well with Rava, Kasha, and Rava. How'd the Gemara save it? The wrong deal. Don't say osu b'dinu nisiyam lo tzarach, but say minidinu nisrael lo tzarach. Yes? Remember that? You made the wrong deal. But Tosis points out, he says, I don't understand something. Why didn't you make a deal from the first line of the Mishnah? Ha'maybe get minidinu siyam. Make a deal that what? Make a deal. The Osu Medina, you don't have to say. Why couldn't we have made that diuk? Because Osu Medina Sam, you have to say. And the only reason why what? The only reason why I made the Gemini Sam was said was to tell me what, Nate? To exclude what? What was it made to exclude what? Rekim the Chager. You can only make one diuk from one statement, we said, remember? So the diuk we're making from the statement is what? Is Rekim the Chager. So Lobai said, you can't make a Medina from maybe Gemini and Sam to Osu Medina Lo Tzarach. Could be Osu Medina has the Tzarach. Also, what were you Medina from the first line? You're Medina from the first line, the Rekim the Chagr you don't need. Okay? That's where you're Medina. The Gemara could not have made that Diuk from the first line. That's what Tais says in the top. That's 20. That's the top Tais of Tanan. 21. What did Tais in the Maskal? Tanan. I'm sorry, 21. What did the Gemara say on the first Al Shur Rishon of the Mishnah? What did the Gemara say on the Shur Mishon of the Mishnah? Okay. I'm sorry, I made a mistake on this. It's not the Shur Mishona. What I wanted to point out is that's wrong. Please cross that out. It's not Shur Mishona, but from the statement Medina 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 Seyam. The statement of the Chachamim. Okay? The Chachamim are the ones who said Medina Medina Seyam. So instead of Shur Mishona, say the statement of the Chachamim, the Mishpat shel Chachamim. Chachamim said, Chachamim answer Shiomer for Nechonav, Ela maybe Midisiam Nisam Vamoylech. So not Shur Rishon. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara, we just said it. We'll say it again. Gemara made one diuk that what? Osu Medina doesn't need. Then the Gemara reject that and say, no, make the diuk that Medina Eretz Yisrael doesn't need. But Osu Medina member would need. You can only choose one or the other, guys. Remember we said that? That answer is 21. So fix that Shur Rishon. Okay?
I don't understand the answer.
Number 21 is what was the Gemara Medayik from that line of Medina Medina? We said it or I just said it before. I'll say it again. Either it made the diuk that Osu Medina Lo Tzarach would fit good according to Rav as a Kashan Rabba, or the Gemara got rid of that diuk and said it's Medina Medina so Lo Tzarach. That fits Rabba and doesn't go well with who? With Rava. Remember that? That's what we said. Okay, that's 21. 22. How is Rashi Mazbir the Gemara Im Yahi? Let's get it. So what did the Gemara say? Gemara said, oh, the Diuk of Osu Medina is wrong. What's the Diuk? Medina is all Tzarach. Gemara said, we don't need that Diuk either. Because what does it say in the end of the Mishnah? What does it say in the very end of the Mishnah? It says, Hamevi Geb Eretz Yisrael Lo Tzarach Lomar. So doesn't that cover Medina Eretz Yisrael Lo Tzarach too? Habehed Yiktani Lo, yes? Gemara answers no. Imiyahi, if I just had the last line. No, Rashi says. Imiyahi means what? If I just had the first line, the Medina goes back to the Rashi, the Diuk of the Rashi. If I just would have had the Diuk of the Rashi,
I would have thought that's only what? Bidi Eved. But lechachila, you should say before Nachman Netov. Kamash Milan, what? Comes the safe and tells me you don't need to say it even lechachila. That's how Rashi learns Imi Ahi. Are you got it? Goes back to the Diuk of the Reish. The answer is number what? 22. Can't hear you. Sefer comes and tells me even lechachila nei, the Dino with Dino Tzol doesn't need it. I would have thought if you just said the degradation, maybe B'yev you don't need it, but having me, Achachila, maybe you should need it. Comes the same, says a categorical, Eino Tzarech. Then answer 22. 23. What's the Chelik HaRishon of Tais Dimaskel E Omri? Dimaskel E. So what is the Chelik Rishon? So we spent a lot of time on this Taisus, yes? So what did Taisus ask? First of all, Taisus quotes Rashi and says the following. First of all, what forced Rashi, or motivated, we said, rather, to say that he's going on the Diuk of the Reisha, because Lamaisa, Rashi said, if it was going on the Seifa, you wouldn't be able to say, Hani Midli B'dyevin. Right? Remember we said that? Because what do the words Eino Tzarech mean? You don't need. On a lechachila level, Pashup Shah. That's what drove Rashi to say, I am not comfortable saying Imahi is going on the Sefer. Imahi, I don't think it's only B'dyevin. What do you mean? It's just Eino Tzarech. What does Eino Tzarech mean, Eliezer? On even on a lechachila level. That's what drove Rashi to say, Imahi is not going on the Sefer. It's going on the what? It's going on the Reisha. That was the first line of Taisus. Again, please follow this. But Taisus says, I'm not comfortable with something else that you're saying, Rashi. Because Imi Ahi and Shas means the thing that we were just talking about. And the thing we were just talking about was the Sefer. Not to go back to the Diuk of the Reisha. So therefore, Taisus says, I am going to say a different shot. And what is that different shot? I feel that it's going on the Sefer. Correct, Nate? Imahi is going on the Sefer, but it's referring to a different topic. There is a concept that if you gave the get and you didn't say before Nechtav, you take it back from her and give it again. So I would think, Lamaisa, that B'yevid, it's shaykh to say, Ain Tzarech B'yevid, Klomar Ain Tzarech, you don't have to take it back from her and give it again and say it. That's what the Ain Tzarech means, says Taisus. The Ain Tzarech is referring to that requirement, that notion of you didn't say before, you have to take it back from her and give it to her again. So I would think you don't have to do that. That's what that means. The B'dyevid is going on that concept. Ain Tzarech, no, that's, it's shaykh to take Ain Tzarech, that B'dyevid, I don't have to do that, Lamaisa. I don't have to do that B'dyevid. That's what Taisus says I'm driving at. That's what it means. And therefore, the Reisha, if you just have the Seif, I would think that what B'dyevid, you gave it to her, you don't have to do it. But lechachila, what you should say b'fanecha. Kamashlan, the Reish says, even lechachila, I don't have to say it. Then Taisus, two more nekudas, and to answer this question, still in the first half, Taisus said, I'm uncomfortable with that. Because in the beginning of the second parak, what does it say? What does it say in the beginning of the second parak? It says, you say b'fanechtav, not b'fanechtav, it's possible. Mer says, we already learned that in the first parak. First parak said, you need to say both in yom. Gemara says, no, if I just had the first parak, I would say what? That Lamaisa B'dyevid, if you didn't, Chachili, you have to say B'dyevid, it's kosher. Kamash Man, the second parak says what? Second parak says it's possible. So Taisa says, I don't understand that. That means you need both prakim. One's the Chachili, and the other thing tells me it's B'dyevid. We just learned within the first Mishnah, you have a Chachili B'dyevid. We just learned within the first Mishnah, you only had the one Bava. Remember we said one Bava meant? Yeah, Bava means a gate. Yeah, a case. Right? We don't need a chazak over here. We gave the sports examples, the athletes, right? We don't need a chazak over here, right? So, Lamaisa, you only had one case. We said it in the same Mishnah. In the same Mishnah, we find a lechachila b'dyevid. So, Lamaisa, he says, why you need to look at the first parak and the second parak? So, Taisus answers, and he says the following. He says, the Seifa is Mashua going up the ladder. What do I mean by going up the ladder? That since the Tana taught it twice, the Sefer and the Duke of the Reisha, Eretz Yisrael, even Chachili, you don't have to say it. So I go up the ladder. What's the ladder? I would think that when I have to say it, I would think it's only l'chachila. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, you don't even need to say it l'chachila. But in the same Yom, I would think you got to say it, but only l'chachila. But you have it, I think it's kosher. No! Comes the second parak, it tells me what? That you have to say it's ma'akev. That's all. But that's the first half of the Tysis. First half of the Tysis argues on Rashi, and he says this word of imiahi is going on the Seifa, and brings in the topic of if you didn't say Vanach, you have to take it back and give it to her. That answers number what? 23. 24. What did Taisa say in the second half of that Taisa Masko E? Then Taisa offers a second shot. What is the second shot? That Lamaisa, the Sugya, is talking about what? Not seeing the Ksiv in the Chasimus Aget. Not seeing it. Remember that? Not seeing the Ksiv in the Chasimus Aget. So I would think, D'Yavid, if you didn't see it, no problem. You could still give it an Eretz Yisrael, but Chachilo, you should really try to see it and see the Ksiv in order to see the Fanenech in Eretz Yisrael, Kamash Malan. The Diuk of the Rashi is you don't have to see it at all. The Diuk of the Rashi is in Eretz Yisrael, you don't even, there's no attempt to even try to see it. Whereas Medina Siam, if you don't see it, you're not able to do it even B'dievit. But if you gave it to her, Lamaisa, if you gave it to her, Lamaisa, if you didn't see it, you're not able to bring it. Unless he gave it to her, I would think it's kosher. That's why I need the mission in the second parak, which tells me that what? Tells me that it's possible. But this now answers the original kasha of Imiahi going on the what? Imiahi going on the Sefer. Right? How does it answer the original kasha? Because if Imiahi is going on the Sefer, didn't we say you can't say it's l'chachila? Right? You can't say Ensar is l'chachila, not b'dievit. What's the answer? No! It means you didn't see the ksivas aged. Remember that's what it meant? And the Sefer is telling me that what? It's kasha l'chachila, l'maisa. Even if what? Even if you didn't see it, and that's exactly what it's saying, Lamaisa. If you just add, that answers the original kasha. Email Lashon Himei is going on the what? It's going on the Sefer. The Sefer, you're not able to say how many b'dievit because it didn't say l'chachila. No, it means in the Sefer it's a kasha l'chachila. You're able to give it to l'chachila, even if what? Even if you didn't even if you didn't say it. That's what it means. You don't have to what? You don't have to what? You don't have to try to make an effort. Enotzarek lamaisa, there is no concept lamaisa. We have to actually go and what? Go and see it halacha lamaisa. So that fits. Remember, we said how Tosis answers how it answers the original kasha. Remember Gavriel? Even though the first one answers that as well, but lamaisa, that's the second chelik of the Tosis. Okay. And we point out at that time that Rashi seems to say like that. Remember, even though Rashi says even he's going on a diuk of Rashi, but Rashi said you didn't see the ksivas aget. Remember in the content. Remember, we were died from Rashi, seemed to say like the second shot of the Tosis. But it doesn't agree with the what, how you touch the words, you may not say. Okay, then the last question, 25. And then we'll continue tomorrow, B'ez Hashem. 25. Again, we'll have short shir in the beginning. And then we'll have Seder, and then we'll have early shir. 25. Now, do you guys, what do you say? 25 is on the top. Now Wednesday, we have the Mesiba at 12 o'clock. Do you guys want to have shir before or after? What do you guys want to do? Whatever you guys want. You guys want to have shir before from 10:45 to noon, and then have the mesiba, or have the mesiba from 12 to 1, have shir from 1 to 2:15. What do you guys want to do? Whatever you want. Okay, we'll decide tomorrow. Okay, let's just finish up 25. They'll tell me tomorrow. What does Tosis say on Daf Dalet Amud Beis on Dibur Maskil Ella? So Tosis says in Dibur Maskil Ella, he says, why does it... To make the diuk, first is try to say Medina lo tzarech. Then it says wrong diuk. It's Medina Eretz Yisrael lo tzarech. Why does it mention Medina Ladina? Just say straight up Hamevi get osa Medina tzarech. Then you can make the diuk that anywhere in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have to say osa Medina Ladina as well. There's no chiluk according to Rabbi between osa Medina Medina Ladina and Medina Siam. There's no difference. So just say that diuk. That was Tosis kasha, great kasha. So Tosis says no. Because we need to say, remember what Tais Teretz was? Tais Teretz in the Marshall, maybe we'll get to it tomorrow, but let's just say what Tais Teretz was, because you might make a mistake and think the Tana held both Lishma and Kiyum. So according to Rabbi, if we would say, I maybe get an Osa Medina, Sarach Lomar, you would think that what Medina so also has to say because of Kiyum. That's why you need to demonstrate Medina Siyam has to say to make the Diuk there. So you don't have to say because he doesn't hold a Kiyum at all. But you might have a Havamina, maybe the Tana held both. And that's not so nuts. In light of the fact we hold Rabbi Slater Rama, right? And the Amorim Rabbi held like both. So maybe the Tana holds both.
Okay. Everyone have a wonderful day. Enjoy the Masiva. I'm sorry I can't come with you, but there's a Shem next year. There's other Shem. Enjoy the Masiva, and everyone have a great day. There's other Shem. Okay? Don't forget Mincha Dominion too.